Good morning. It's the 18th of November. Our middle reading today is Joel chapter 1. I'm going to read to you from a book by Brother Fred Pierce. The title is From Hosea to Zephaniah, the Minor Prophets Before the Exile. This is Brother Pierce's concluding reflection on the prophecy as a whole. I read. What does Joel's prophecy mean to us? It is probably the first prophetic account of the events to be expected at the time of the end. There will be signs and wonders when the day of the Lord comes. The armies of the assembled nations are judged for wickedness. The remnant of Israel is delivered and restored. Zion is the seat of deliverance, and from there the Lord's reign of peace will go forth. Joel's prophecy is predominantly one of judgment to come, first upon Israel and then on the nations, and its first clear message is this: in the purpose of God, when wickedness is great, that is, when it is so deep-rooted that repentance is no longer possible, then God's ultimate action in dealing with it is drastic and complete. So it was in the case of the flood, as we read in Genesis 6, and the final overthrow of the kingdom, first of Israel and then Judah, when there was no remedy, as we read in 2 Chronicles 36. The conclusion is that God will not be mocked, and that he is jealous or zealous for his holy name in the earth, and intends that it shall be honoured among the nations. The lesson for us is clear. In these days of man's self-assertion, even in religion, and general neglect of divine authority, we must remember that the God we serve is holy and righteous. See, for example, Jesus' address to the Father in John chapter 17. And while rejoicing to the full in his infinite mercy and grace, we should serve him in godly fear. Its second message is that, though the time is long, the purpose of God stands sure. The devastations of the locust powers were spread over centuries, unsuspected as this was by those who heard Joel's words. But in our own day, the tide has shown unmistakable signs of its turn. The day of the final crisis cannot be far off. The call, therefore, to the servants of God, whether in Israel in Joel's day, or to us in this Gentile age, is to humble submission and to faith, to a trust in him and his word, despite all appearances. For the just shall live by his faith. We are privileged indeed to live so near to the time of the end, for our encouragement is great. Fear not, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things, as we read in Joel 2, verse 21. That is still the message for the faithful, just as it was over 2,500 years ago. Thank you for listening to me.